no fucks. He goes,
yo. Some will say that God is in the mosque. Some will say that God is in the church or in the synagogue. Some will say if you say goddamn, that that's a synagogue that you acting in. Some will say that God is in the Vatican where the Pope is, or in witness halls getting called Jehovah's. Or God is at the altar giving blessings to elopers or those formerly married. Or God is somewhere with our loved ones formerly buried. Or God is who lifted the burdens you formerly carried. Most of us believe in God, but our perceptions of it varies. Some will call him Holy Ghost, and to get to him they tarry. For it's energy and synergy, and the Father and the Son is the two who complete the Trinity. Some will say that God is up in heaven, looking over land, or looking over man, and God's Son is Son of Man, Christ, who's slightly over tan, with a brassy type complexion. Bible say we made in God's mirror, glassy type reflection, which shines immaculately, not immaculate conception. I'm kind of thinking that recital of the Bible is deception. God is talking to you if your mind got good reception. If your diet and that 5G shit ain't fuck up your connection. Some say God is covering us like insurance plan protections. God is shield for us and armor. For little babies, closest thing they got to God is mama. God's universe is reciprocity, so God is karma. Some claim they love for God is real and all the people masses. But can't see God inside that homeless man you walking past as you lie to and say you cashless. Every time he asking, God is forcing power move through people. And people's who God used when trying to speak to you and reach you. So God's that person saw you hurting, helped you out that jam. That can be a perfect stranger or somebody in your fam. God's that person on the phone, asked you to cancel trips, stay home. Then later on, plane you supposed to be on, it crashed, those people gone. God was there when you ran that scammer man and took his bread. And God was in that man that saw and came to whoop your head. God's in everything we do. Hardest thing to do is believe that God is me and God is you.
I came up in the era of, you know, motherfuckers walking around with the African medallions on, you know. I came up with my father playing James Brown, say a lot, I'm black and I'm proud. I was listening to motherfucking Public Enemy. And when Chuck D was telling me Farrakhan's a prophet, I think you ought to listen to him. Like, I grew up on black empowerment. I feel like we don't have enough black empowerment no more. I feel like I'm watching all of these kids, man. A kid told me the other day, this is a true story. A kid said to me, because I was saying that the toughest conversations I have right now about race are with my daughter. Because I don't want to plant seeds in her head and have her thinking about things that may or may not be there. You right. know what I mean? Like, I don't want to bog her 8-year-old mind down with thoughts of racism and thoughts of sexism. I just want her to be a kid, right? So this dude goes, yo, why don't you just keep it real with her and tell her that her skin is a disadvantage and things are going to be harder for her because she's black. Nigga, fuck you. What the fuck you mean my skin is a disadvantage? Don't insult what God gave me.